The 92nd Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Over the last few months, the BP oil leak has unleashed all manner of havoc on the ecosystem in the Gulf of Mexico. But while sad pictures of large-eyed, oil-coated birds make these animals the most visible victims of the oil leak, smaller ocean creatures will bear the brunt of the damage. In particular, the cordgrass and spartina grasses that grow on the coast of Louisiana are crucial to the ecosystem and especially sensitive to the oil leak. These grasses form the foundation of the local food chain, and their root systems lessen the erosion of the small islands that protect inland Louisiana from hurricanes. The oil kills the grass, both with its poisonous chemicals and by simply coating the plants, which suffocates them. And the death of that grass has profound consequences for the rest of the wildlife in the Gulf of Mexico. Similarly, the massive die-off of tiny plants and animals called plankton will also profoundly weaken the local ecosystem. If you affect those communities in any way, you affect the entire food chain. When the phytoplankton and zooplankton are killed, it's curtains. As for vertebrates like birds and sharks, the major consequences of the oil leak will occur later.
The 92nd Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.